This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi and senior leader of Bharatiya Janata Party, while addressing a public meeting in Ambikapur city of Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh today, said that Congress has been trying to reduce the reservation of scheduled tribes and scheduled castes and wants to provide reservation on the basis of religion. Mr. Modi said that the Congress wants to give the rights of scheduled caste, tribes and backward classes to its vote bank by changing the constitution. He said that only BJP can protect reservation. Mr. Modi said that people who do not want to see India strong and self-reliant want a weak government with opposition alliance in the country. He said that the BJP government at the centre is taking strict action against terrorism and Naxalism, whereas Congress supports those who spread violence. He will be on a tour of Madhya Pradesh later today. After public meetings in Sagar and Harda, he will hold a roadshow in Bhopal. Meanwhile, in the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held in 6 Lok Sabha constituencies of Madhya Pradesh on the 26th of April. Election campaigning will end in these areas from 6 p.m. today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said it is important to invest in resilient infrastructure for a better tomorrow. Addressing the 6th International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure virtually, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that while disasters are often measured in monetary terms, the true toll is felt by individuals, families and communities. He stressed the need for resilience to be incorporated into both new infrastructure projects and post-disaster reconstruction efforts. President Draupadi Murmu is attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute FRI in Dehradun. 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy, along with 2 trainee officers from the Friendly Nation of Bhutan, are graduating from the Academy's 2022-24 batch. The state of Madhya Pradesh is going to get the maximum number of 15 officers from the current batch, while Uttarakhand will get the services of 3 officers. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters in their favour. All 20 seats in Kerala, 14 of 28 in Karnataka, 13 of 25 seats in Rajasthan, 8 each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 each in Assam and Bihar, 3 each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase on Friday. Voting in 13 assembly segments of outer Manipur parliamentary constituency of Manipur will also be held on the same day. In Kerala, all 3 major political fronts are in a heated campaign mode with the presence of national leaders. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign for NDA in Allapura today. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi is in Wayanad to campaign for United Democratic Front. Senior left front leaders, including Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, will campaign for Left Democratic Front. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO has successfully developed the lightest bulletproof jacket in the country for protection against highest threat level 6 of BIS ammunition. Recently, this bulletproof jacket was successfully tested at TBRL Chandigarh. India has announced a 15-member relay team for the next World Athletics Relays 2024 tournament. The competition, serving as a qualifying event for the upcoming Paris Olympics, will take place in Nassau, Bahamas on the 4th and 5th of next month. The team will represent India in the 400-meter relays for the men's, women's and the mixed categories. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. In Tripura, due to prevailing heatwave conditions, the state government has decided to close all schools for the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.